I think that people are often looking for other people to either help them work on their vision and or expand their vision or help bring new energy to a vision. And I think the networking over my lifetime, really. I mean, I don't network and meet people because I'm looking for something. I don't meet a stranger.
Oh, they're looking for you now.
I hope in a good way, right? But, you know, I think what's happened is people realize that I will speak up, you know, if I see something going awry or wrong, I will speak up. Or if I think it's wrong, I will speak up. And I think that people are looking for those of us that are willing to do that, take a stand for the greater good, if you will. And I don't mean to sound lofty about this, but, you know, willing to say something that will make a difference and then back it up. You know, if you say you're going to take a stand for, you know, this issue, then, you know, you got to be willing to stand. You know, you're not going to fold just because so-and-so walked by. I mean, mm-hmm. I always remember my mother who said, you know, you don't scare. You are my daughter. And, you know, these people put on their pants one leg at a time. And so do you. So never think less of yourself. Well, you know, I'm in rooms now where I'm with people that are pretty powerful. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there going, well, he only puts on his pants one leg at a time. He's no, and my mom used to say this, he's no better than me. So I'm thinking, he's no better than me to me. I'm going to say it, you know. So I think a lot of it mm-hmm. does come from my willingness to say what needs to be said, to stand up for what needs to be stood up for, mm-hmm. and a willingness to back it up. And I think as I've met more and more people, they recommend me to so-and-so. And, I mean, none of these positions did I go and seek. Not one. Not one. Each one of them was a phone call to me saying, so-and-so recommended you, and we want to know if you're willing to do this. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I believe that's God, you know, mm-hmm. just blessing me.
And your mother.
And my mother, right, watching out for me, and my dad mm-hmm. watching out for me. But mm-hmm. And my dad laying a path, you know, and I think this is very interesting because my father was 43 years a Department of Water and Power employee. And now I serve on the commission where my father was employed and was able to pay for all of us to go to school and, you know, have a, you know, go into a middle income family and be productive because my father did have a great job, you know, and my mom did have, she was a stay at home mom until my brother got to be like in sixth grade. And then she went into real estate because she wanted to help people own homes. And, you know, so I think they paved the way for me. To do a lot of this, and it's mm-hmm.
In a very direct way.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. You know, it's like when I look at that, I go, "Wow." You know, I found some pictures when I was cleaning out a box of my father's, and I found some pictures of all of us in front of the commission crest in like 1989 or 90 when my father was awarded his 40-year pin. And so now I am literally a commissioner in that same room, you know, and I make decisions for, you know, the world's largest public utility, public sector utility under that same crest. So certainly they paved the way. And then I help people get home, buy homes and such. Mm-hmm. So it is very true. I'm doing what probably was ingrained in me.